Amos's wonderful hymn of restoration in this morning's first reading is echoed so many times in Scripture, and especially in Isaiah, the great songs of return after exile, the songs proclaiming that God's kingdom will be manifest on earth with the fullness of its healing and nourishment. And those songs find their fulfillment in chapter 9 of Matthew, from which today's gospel is drawn. The chapter contains the call of Matthew and so many of Jesus' healings that show forth the presence of this kingdom of great integrity, of healing, of love, and of justice, the true relationship between peoples. And there then in this great hymn in Matthew to the presence of God's kingdom among us is Jesus' dialogue today, the dialogue of the bridegroom and fasting. Now in the context of the whole chapter, of all of Matthew chapter 9 with its healings, pointing towards these great songs of restoration in Amos and Isaiah, we need to find what is the sting in the tail, because Jesus, in Matthew's gospel, his teaching style is very much to have a sting in the tail or to have a sting in the middle, somewhere a little zap that can change our perspective. So what is it here? The actual phrase that when the bridegroom leaves, you will fast. And we might think that, yes, we now live in an age where the bridegroom has left us, he has ascended into heaven, and we are all alone. But that is contradicted by what Jesus says about the cloth and the wineskins. The new is here. The new is present among us. That fulfillment of which Amos dreams and Isaiah dreams is here. It is here among us. Yes, the bridegroom left for 3 days only, after which he is risen and present among us, and with his ascension into heaven, of course, has drawn us into the fulfillment of the kingdom of God and of its justice. So that this is an irony stating that, yes, the bridegroom will leave and then you will fast. But we know in the sacramental life of the Church, the new is with us. The nourishment of Christ's presence is with us. The fulfillment dreamed about by Amos and Isaiah is with us. The bridegroom never left. And that joy, that overwhelming confidence, if you will, needs to animate and to push us to live this new life of the bridegroom, which is not about just about an abundance of food, although Amos points in that direction, the abundance of nourishment that is there with the kingdom of God. And so the abundance of the Eucharist points to its absolute and total fulfillment. The abundance of the Eucharist is the sign of the bridegroom being with us. So we rejoice, we dance, we sing, we raise our hands in joy and thanksgiving, because the bridegroom never leaves. Amen.